It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Mid-season tournament week is here. And while some teams got their tournaments underway yesterday, every area team gets underway tonight. We find ourselves with the Thunder Classic in Seneca for the Nemaha Central Thunder Invitational. And tonight, a couple of good matchups. The Atchison Phoenix and the Jackson Heights Cobras in our opening game. And our second game tonight will be the host, Nemaha Central Thunder and the Marysville Bulldogs. Welcome to the broadcast alongside Champ taking care of us back at the studios. Johnny Kane here courtside. And, well, our first match tonight, Jackson Heights and Atchison, two teams that are pretty different as far as their seasons have gone to this point. We'll start with Jackson Heights under second-year head coach Brett Blattner. 3-7 overall with losses to Jeff County North, Valley Falls, Pleasant Ridge, Moramount Academy, ACCHS, and a loss yesterday to St. Mary's 48-33 here in the opening game of this tournament. After going 8-10 last year, Jackson Heights, they've had some players out with injuries, COVID, you name it. It's been a tough start to the year for Jackson Heights, and they're going to get a tough matchup tonight with Atchison under second-year head coach Pat Battle, who is 5-5 overall, 1-2 out of the Kansas City Atchison League. But every loss for the Phoenix has been within 10 points besides Highland Park, who's one of the top-ranked teams in the state in the higher classifications throughout Kansas. But Atchison does have solid wins over Ottawa and Rossville, and after going 12-9 last year, a big jump from the year before where they finished second in the Kansas City Atchison League. Atchison looking to continue that hard start in the 5-5 mark here to this point here into this Nemaha Central Thunder Classic. So with that, we owe you a pregame timeout. We'll come back and we'll get the starters in to get the opening game of the night underway. It's Atchison and Jackson Heights, our opening game of the night, when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now more than ever, it's all about connection. You can count on Rainbow for consistent, reliable services that deliver innovative, essential connections to improve your life. Whether you're attending a virtual conference, video chatting with family, or binge-watching your favorite TV show, Rainbow has an internet plan that will fit your household needs. Visit Rainbow's online interactive broadband calculator at rainbowtel.net to find the best internet plan for your household.
Cyber liability. In a rapidly changing technology world, Kellerman Insurance has your back, as Cindy Hauer explains.
Small business is a huge target. We do have some cyber liability products out there that help if you get tricked into sending money to someone or if your computer is hacked into and information is stolen. And many policies out there help absorb the cost that you have associated with those things.
Come see us at Kellerman Insurance and Kellerman Real Estate, located on the southeast corner of the downtown square in Holton.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the hand. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is an expert in supporting local farmers and ag producers with their livestock, machinery, cropland, and more. Our team of ag lenders live and work on their own farms, so they know exactly what's going on, and they can relate to you.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KNZA.
Welcome back here to the Thunderdome in Seneca. We're getting set for opening game of the night here in the Thunder Classic at Nemaha Central. Jackson Heights and Atchison, our first matchup this evening. Looking at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup, we'll begin with Jackson Heights. They'll be the visitors on the scoreboard. Starting things off with 6'2" junior Devin Mock, 5'9" senior Silas Holiday, 6'1" senior Jason Bosley, 5'8" junior Hayden Doyle, and 6'1" senior Dakota Abel. So Mock, Holiday, Bosley, Doyle, Abel, starting five for the Cobras. For Atchison, a 5'9" sophomore is Amar Hernandez, 5'9" junior Ray Bowen, 6'3" sophomore Jeter Purdy, 5'8" sophomore Trey Carter, and 6' junior Jesse Greenlee. So Hernandez, Bowen, Purdy, Carter, and Greenlee starting five. Cobras in their road to greens. Atchison in their home whites with red numerals trimmed in gold. Atchison will go from right to left. Jacksonites from left to right, and with that, we are ready to go. 8 minutes are on the clock. Referee tossed the basketball up, and we are underway. The opening tap is controlled by Jackson Heights. Atchison will like to play very, very fast and up-tempo. Jackson Heights wants to slow it down. Doyle has the basketball, immediately drives to the baseline and lays it off the window and in from the left side. So Hayden Doyle gets the scoring started for Jackson Heights. 2-0 Cobras, 20 seconds in. Here's Trey Carter out on top. He'll spot for three and knock it down. So Trey Carter gets the scoring started for Atchison, and now the Phoenix are going to go into a full-court man. Holiday gets it off to Doyle in midcourt. Gets all the way to the left sideline, stops, holds on to the basketball, and has it turned over. First turnover of the night for Jackson Heights. They've struggled with those as of late at 25 on Tuesday and 21 last night. And then Atchison turns it right back over on a carry by Carter. 3-2 Atchison, 7:18 to go in the opening quarter. Jackson Heights going from left to right. Silas Holiday will clear out the Phoenix defense and bring up the court himself. Near side is Doyle into the right corner. Bosley down low to Moss. He spins, faces up on the block. Now kicks it back out to Bosley on the right wing. Bosley had 14 points last night. Now a drive to the baseline, and Bosley absorbs the contact and floats it up and in. Bosley's been big the last week and a half or so for Jackson Heights. He's going to need him to have a big game tonight. 4-3 Jackson Heights, 6:45 to go in the first quarter. Great ball with the basketball for Atchison, left of the wing. The free throw lined up Jeter Purdy. He'll put up a jumper. It's wide left. And the rebound will go to Jackson Heights' is Hayden Doyle. So the Cobras playing well early on, and with a basketball into the corner. Bosley, a left corner three on the way. He got it. Back-to-back buckets for Jason Bosley. He's got five. And it's 7-3 Jackson Heights with 6:25 to go in the opening quarter. Coach Brett Plattner loves what he's seeing from his Cobras here early on. We'll have to watch for Jackson Heights tonight. They'll play in their first back-to-back of the season. We'll see how their bodies respond. Here's a three by Bowen. He buried it. Back-to-back triples for Atchison. This time it's Ray Bowen getting his first bucket of the night. And back-to-back threes for a team that only shoots 19% from beyond the arc. 7-6 Jackson Heights, 5:55 to go in the opening frame. Abel out on top, kicks the right side to Doyle. Dribbles to the left hand, picks it up. Now here's Bosley left to the head of the circle. Right wing to Holiday. A little bump, no contact. Now driving inside is Holiday. Back out to Abel, back to Holiday, a right wing three this time. He got it. It is raining threes here in Seneca. Silas Holiday, the latest to tickle the twine. It's 10-6 Jackson Heights, 5:25 to go in the opening frame. Sobers showing zone. Now Bowen, he'll try a triple. This one's way too strong, and the long rebound will go to Atchison. Back out Purdy, a left corner three-pointer. He got it. Another three-pointer for Atchison. That makes it 10-9 Jackson Heights, 5:08 to go in the first quarter. First bucket of the game for Jeter Purdy. Tapped in the backcourt, Holiday still with the basketball for Jackson Heights. Holiday tries to flick it to the baseline, but way too tall and out of bounds. And that'll be the second turnover for Jackson Heights, as we'll see Grant Ammon into the game, a 6'4" senior. Ammon was big last night, scoring 17 points for Jackson Heights in his first game back from suspension. They're going to need him to be big once again this evening. Atchison going to bring in a substitution. 6'1" junior Brendan Martin will come into the game for Ray Bowen. Just under 5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Jackson Heights 10, Atchison 9. Atchison with the basketball. They'll operate from right to left in their home white uniforms. Trey Carter out on top. Dribbles out to the left of the front court. Right side of the floor to Hernandez. Now back. Jackson Heights in his zone. A three-pointer by Carter, and he buries it. Second three for Trey Carter. He's got six. And Atchison is going to take the 12-10 lead, their first lead that's early on in the game. And now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Carter. Carter will pick up his first foul, the first team foul on either side here in this game. So Jackson Heights will have it from the far sideline. Jason Bosley looking to trigger it and gets it into Mock left of the wing. Ammon calling for the basketball. They don't get it to him. Now Holiday back in the center court. Holiday holding ball high above his head. Referee starts the count. Ammon to the right elbow. Kicks it back out. Now Holiday drives all the way to the middle of the lane. Had lost it and got poked on the arm and fouled. That's going to be on Brendan Martin, his first, team foul second. Jack Science will get it in. Mock into the corner. Here's Doyle, a three-pointer, and it's good. Three-pointers just continue to rain in. The third triple of the night for Jackson Heights. And the Cobras take the lead back at 13-12 with under 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. Trey Carter, he'll try another three. This one's short. Long rebound will go to Devin Mock of Jackson Heights. Gives it off to Holiday, and here's Silas into the forecourt. To the right side to Bosley. He pumps on a three. He gets all the way inside. Flips it up high off the window. He lifts it strong. And a strong rebound yanked down by Jeter Purdy of Atchison. Here comes Purdy in transition. Stops at the top of the key. Flips it left side to Carter. He'll try another three. He got it. Third three for Trey Carter. And Coach Pat Battle of Atchison's going to take a timeout. So after the third three by Carter, Coach Battle will take the timeout. It's a quick 30. We'll just keep it here. 3:30 to go in the first quarter. It's 15-13 Atchison. Atchison with 15 points on 5 3-pointers. Jackson Heights with 13 points on 3 triples. So both teams lighting it up from beyond the arc. And Coach Brett Plattner was not happy with his guys on that last defensive possession, giving Carter another open look. But he is not going to hesitate to shoot it from the outside. Trey Carter averages 9.5 points a game. And although he's a 14% shooter from the three-point line, I think he's 3 for his first 5 shots here tonight. So out of the timeout, 3:29 to go in the opening quarter, 15-13 Atchison. Jack tonight's with the basketball going from left to right. Silas Holiday into the front court, has the ball poked free, got it back, and now dribbles it out on top. Right elbow, Ammon, right side of the floor to Doyle. He'll drive baseline, stop, feed it out cross court and top of the key. Now to Holiday, but it's stolen away by Hernandez. Hernandez drives right lane line, stops off the window, banks it in. No, they're going to call a foul before that. So a foul before the shot. And so Atchison will have it baseline out of bounds. This will be the first foul of the game on Jackson Heights, and it'll go against Silas Holiday. So Jeter Purdy will toss it in for Atchison from the baseline with 3:06 to go in the opening quarter. Purdy still looking to get it in against this zone of Jackson Heights. Finally gets it in to Carter. In the corner now. Purdy, a right corner triple. Yes. Second three for Jeter Purdy. He's got 6, and it's 18-13. Atchison now leads. They have hit 6 threes here in this opening quarter. A team that only shoots again 19% from 3 on the year. There's a nice pick by Jason Bosley. He'll put it off the window and in. That's his third field goal. He's got 7. 18-15 Atchison, 2:40 to go in the first. Carter thought about a three from 30 feet and said he traveled with the basketball. Second turnover for the Phoenix. And that will give it back to Jackson Heights as we'll see Tegan Binkley, a 5'6 junior, come in for Jackson Heights for the first time. Rafe Bowen's going to come in to replace Trey Carter. So 2:36 to go in the first quarter. The Cobras with the basketball down by 3. Holiday up on top, picks it right side of the floor to Binkley. Gets it inside to Ammon on the right baseline, backs down, kicks it back out to Binkley. He'll drive to the baseline, stop, pull it up with the right hand, but he got it blocked. Now the ball loose on the floor, fought for, and somehow Atchison comes up with it. Back the other way, Hernandez flying on the floor, left hand layup is no good, but a foul. And Hernandez will earn 2 free throws. Going to be on Jason Bosley, that will be his first, second team foul. And so that will send Hernandez to the free throw line for 2. Hernandez 56% from the free throw line. First free throw is in there. Hernandez averages right around 11 points a game for Atchison. He's one of the 2 double figure scorers, along with Jeter Purdy, who's right at 10 points a game. Right-handed shooter. Second free throw for Hernandez is long. They're going to have a lane violation on Devin Mock of Jackson Heights. So 2:15 to go in the first quarter. One more free throw now for Hernandez. Free throw all the way. This one's in there. He knocks down both as Trey Carter quickly comes right back into the game to replace Brendan Martin. So 2:15 to go in the first. 20-15 is the lead for Atchison, but Jackson Heights with the basketball going against pressure. Carter all over Holiday across center court. And now here comes a trap by Hernandez. The Holiday gets through it and then gets to the baseline and gets fouled. It's a piece of dribbling there by Silas Holiday. Hernandez is going to pick up that foul. That will be his first. And the third team foul. So Holiday now will trigger it in from the baseline. Gets it in the corner to Binkley on the right side. Now back left side to Bosley. Thought about a three now. Drives in the middle of the lane. Right-hand layup. He missed it. But Devin Mox right there to clean it up and in. And one. Great job by Devin Mox to clean it up and put it up and in. And he'll have a chance to complete a three-point play. That's going to be on Jeter Purdy. That will be his first fourth team foul. Now Devin Mock to the free throw line. Attempted a ton of them this year. Right-handed shooter, and he left it short, but an offensive rebound for Ammon. He'll spin, put it up a wild shot to send it out. Then Mock tried to save it, but he stepped on the baseline. Good effort by Jackson Heights. And the Cobras trail by three. It's been a high-scoring first quarter. Three-pointers raining in for both sides as Purdy's going to check out and Martin come right back into the game. Under 2 minutes to go in the first. Three-point advantage for Atchison, and they've got the basketball. Hernandez in the center court logo. Dribbles with the right hand against this zone pressure of Jackson Heights. Now they're in a man. Hernandez to the right elbow. Backs up, gets it off to Carter. He'll spot for a three-pointer. It's too strong off the back heel. The long rebound will go to Bosley. Here comes Jason the other way with his head up, pushing it across the timeline. Here's Holiday now on the right front wing. Guarded by Carter. Holiday in the lane. As the ball poked free, loose, and it's stolen away. Third turnover for Jackson Heights. Up ahead, Ray Bowen, a left-hand layup off the window and in. 5 points for Ray Bowen, and a lead up to five for Atchison with 1:15 to go in the first quarter. Not the type of game that Jackson Heights wanted, but they've had to just play that way here early on. Mock out on top, gives it to Binkley between the rings. Right side of the floor now, Bosley gets the screen from Ammon. Bosley drives to the free throw line. Spins, faces up, kicks it left side to Binkley. Mock calling forward to the baseline. They'll get it to him. And now Coach Plattner calling for a timeout. They'll get it to him. It'll be a quick 30-second timeout. Let's take this break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. If you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. 52.8 to go in the first quarter. It's 22-17. Atchison lead here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
KNZA.
52.8 to go in the opening quarter. Atchison with a 22-17 lead over Jackson Heights. Here's a jumper from the baseline by Ammon that misses. Ball tipped around, loose. Holiday comes up with it for Jackson Heights. Now he forces up a shot. It's too strong, and here comes Atchison now in transition. A 3-on-2. Bowen drives the middle lane. Float shot with the right hand. Rims in and out, and Jackson Heights will yank it away. An opportunity for Atchison, but nothing to show for it. So now here's Bosley at the top of the key. Left side to Mock, now to the baseline to Ammon. He'll spin, shoot over his left shoulder. It's not there, but Mock, again, is going to clean it up and in for the Cobras. 4 points for Devin Mock, makes it 22-19. Atchison, 20 seconds to go in the first quarter. It's been a high-tempo game so far. Jackson Heights now back into kind of a matchup zone. Trey Carter's got it out near the timeline, now backs it up with 7 seconds to go. Carter with a dribble to the wing. Now gets all the way inside. Nice pass to Martin, who lays it up and in. First points for Martin, and that's how the first quarter comes to a close. So a back and forth fourth first quarter. See, Atchison put up 24 points, and at the end of one, it's Atchison 24, Jackson Heights 19. We'll take a break. We'll come back with second quarter action on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos. We can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
Last Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage has open units for valuables that can't resist cold or heat. Check out three sizes of the Temp Controlled and Insect Free Storage Units. Call John McManigal at 969-6400 for South Holton Temp Controlled Mini Storage, located in the former Eagles Lodge.
Kansaland Radio.
Starting up quarter number two, 24-19. Atchison leads Jackson Heights. Johnny came back with you. Chance taking care of us back at the studios. The Thunder Classic here at Nemaha Central. Opening game of our second day of action in this tournament. Atchison's going to start with the basketball, moving from right to left against Jackson Heights' 2-3 zone. Pass into the left corner. Ray Bowen spots for a triple. High arcing shot is too strong. And the rebound is going to be yanked away by Binkley, but he's turned and traveled with the basketball. Fourth turnover for the Cobras. Did a good job of it in that first quarter of not turning it over after turning it over 21 times last night. So Atchison will have it at the baseline. Right their own hoop with 7:41 to go in the half. Trey Carter looking to key it in. Gets it into the right corner. Bowen will try another three. This one's short. Rebound will be yanked away and now stolen away by Atchison. Now loose from the floor and we'll get a foul on Jackson Heights. It's going to go on Dakota Abel. That will be his first, third team foul. And Atchison again will have it at the baseline. Carter will trigger it in from the short right corner. He'll dip it out to the right wing to Bowen, to the corner. Carter, a right wing three, got it. Another three for Trey Carter. That's his fourth. He's got 12. And it's 27-19, Atchison with 7:25 to go in the half. If Atchison keeps shooting like that, it's going to be hard to beat. Jason Posley, he'll try to answer with a three. In and out, that thing did everything but go down. Now here's Atchison in transition, quickly off to Bowen on the left wing. Up on top, Carter. A heat check three-pointer. This one's short. Long rebound will go to Jason Posley of Jackson Heights. 7 minutes to go in the half. The lead is 8. For Atchison. And now a steal for Carter. It's an easy pass. Carter the other way. Layup is in there. 14 points for Trey Carter, and Jackson Heights wants a timeout. Full timeout will take the break. This one's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, whether it's in your living room or at the concession stand, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn. The perfect timeout snack. 29-19, Atchison leads by 10. We'll take the break. We'll come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We're definitely good at looking outside the box when it comes to helping add to your existing ag operation.
Bryce Barnett, Ag Loan Officer at Farmers State Bank.
We can shape up payment dates for whenever works best for you. We just want to make sure that we're setting that producer up for the best case scenario in the long haul. Not only thinking near term, but thinking for the future.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 29-19, Atchison has built a 10-point advantage over Jackson Heights. Atchison led 24-19 after one, but a three-pointer by Trey Carter and then a steal and layup by Carter has Atchison up by 10 with 6:48 to go in the opening half. Atchison can continue to put this pressure on Jackson Heights, who has turned it over at a big clip this season, especially in the last week and a half or so. And now they easily turn it over. A pass just went off the foot of Hayden Doyle and goes out of bounds for the fourth turnover of the quarter, seventh overall for the game. And Atchison has it back with 6:44 to go in the half. Jesse Greenlee back into the game for Atchison. He's got it at the top of the key, and he turns it over. He tried to throw it to the left corner to Martin, who wasn't there, so Atchison has just their third turnover. And the Cobras will have it back. Holiday has the basketball in the backcourt. Now it's a zone press being applied by Atchison. Posley with it in the backcourt. Got to get it across the timeline. Gets it over to Holiday. Trap comes. He spins away from it. Holiday's done a great job tonight of getting away from pressure. Doyle to the baseline. Pull-up jumper is blocked by Carter. Chains in, and Axton has it. A two-on-one. Ray Bowen, now he's going to slow it back up. He'll give it off the corner, way deep on the right wing. And Jackson Knights back out of the zone into a man-to-man. Carter out on top. Feeds it left side of the floor to Bowen. Left corner. This is Jaden Carter for three. That's too strong. Rebound will go to Bosley of Jackson Heights, and here come the Cobras. Jackson Heights moving from left to right in their road green uniforms. Holiday working against the zone now of Atchison. Mock at the free throw line. Gets it into Ammon. He'll stop, go up, and get fouled and earn two free throws. This foul will be whistled against Atchison's Jesse Greenlee. That's just his first. And the fifth team foul, Grant Ammon to the free throw line for the first time. Ammon again has missed the last several games. He was on a suspension, but he came back last night, played extremely well, really was the reason Jackson Knight stayed in that game for the most part against St. Mary's Academy. He misses the first free throw. Now he's got one more. Ammon averages about 9 points a game, but he misses both free throws, and the long rebound goes to Atchison. 5:50 to go in the first half, 29-19. Atchison leads in the Phoenix with the basketball. Trey Carter out on the wing. He's got 14 points here in the first half. Hernandez now on the inside to Purdy. Backs down to the left block. Spins it back out to Hernandez. He'll try a three from straight away, and this is short. An offensive rebound for Jaden Carter. Back out to Purdy. And we're going to get a whistle and an injury. Silas Holiday twisted up his right ankle. He's in quite a bit of pain, but he's going to try to walk it off the floor. And so Tegan Binkley's going to come in for him. That'll be a big loss for Jackson Heights because Bosley's been the one guy that's been able to handle the pressure for the Cobras this evening. So 5:32 to go in the first half. Atchison still with the basketball and a 10-point advantage. Carter thought about a three. Now Hernandez out on top. Right side of the floor to Jaden Carter. Trying to get it to the baseline, but it's not free and stolen away. Grant Ammon picks it up. The fourth turnover for Atchison. Bosley across the timeline. Crosses over. Gets to the wing. Now to the corner. Abel pumps on a three. Steps back. Tries a three-pointer. It's short. Rebound though to Mock. Flicks it back up and banks it in. 6 points for Devin Mock. All of them have come off offensive rebounds. Hernandez, a pull-up 10-foot jumper, rattles home. 4 points for Zamar Hernandez. And a lead back to 10 for Atchison with under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Pass to the baseline. It's going to go off the foot of Binkley, who was trying to make a cut to the basket. And it goes out of bounds. So Jackson Heights has turned it over for the fifth time here in the quarter and eighth time overall in the game. So Atchison with that 10-point lead, looking to build on it. Jaden Carter in the left corner. Dribbles once, kicks it back out to Trey Carter. He wants the screen. They don't get it for him. 4.5 to go. Carter still with it. Dribbles inside. Pull-up 10-foot jumper is short. Offense rebound for Hernandez. Spins, dribbles once, flicks it up, and rattles it in. Back-to-back buckets by Zamar Hernandez. He has 6 in the lead. It's the biggest of the night. It's up to 12 for Atchison. Bosley in the left wing. Dribbles into the corner. Now pass inside. Ammon back out Bosley, but it's thrown away. It'll go out of bounds. It'll be Atchison basketball. Turnover number 9 for the Cobras. So 4:07 to go in the half. Atchison has it back, leading by double digits. Trey Carter on the left wing, and he carries the basketball. Fifth turnover for Atchison. They're going to continue to put on pressure. Is now Wyatt Bacon, a 5'7 senior, going to come into the game. Bosley with it to the backcourt now. Gets it up ahead to Ammon. He gets double-teamed. Gets it back to Bosley. They'll control it out near the timeline with 3:50 to go. Atchison staying in this kind of a trap 2-3 zone, and now they'll back it out. They had been extending it. Now they back it up a little bit. Devin Mock with the basketball in the left corner. Gets trapped. Gets it off to Doyle. Now back to Bosley out on top. Not having Holiday is a big hurt right now for Jackson Heights. Bacon out on top. Dribbles it back out. Resets the offense. 3:25 to go. Mock at the free throw line. Right side of the floor. Ball knocked out of bounds by Carter. It'll stay with Jackson Heights. Dakota Abel going to come back into the game to replace Mock. 3:22 to go in the half. It's 33-21 Atchison. Lee triggers it into Bacon out on top. Picks it up, flicks it right side of the floor to Bosley. Cross-court pass into the hands of Abel. Now Ammon tries to get it inside to Abel, but it's knocked free and then stolen by Carter, and then a foul on Jackson Heights. That's going to go on Ammon. That will be just his first, and we'll see Devin Mock come right back into the game for Abel. Three 10 to go in the first half, 33-21 Atchison. Carter dribbles left side, gets all the way to the baseline, tries to feed it cross court, gets into the hands of Purdy, a right corner three, in and out. Rebound will go to Posey, and then he has it tapped out of bounds by Greenlee. So Jackson Heights will have it with under 3 minutes to go in the half. They've got Holiday out in the lobby trying to get that ankle fixed up. Right now, Jackson Knight's going to get a ton of pressure. Ball tipped around and stolen again. Now it's stolen back by Jackson Knight. Loose on the floor. Fought for it. Abel's got it. Now it's stolen away by Carter. Trey drives right lane line, flips it up off the window. Count it in. One. 16 for Trey Carter and a chance to complete a three-point play. That's going to be on Bosley. That will be his second. Holiday walks back into the gym with 2:38 to go in the first half. Appears to be okay, but we'll see if he checks back in here very quickly. It's a quarter to the free throw line. These are his first free throw attempt of the night. And he got it. 17 for Carter. The lead is up to 15 points for Atchison. 36-21. Jackson Knights breaks the pressure. Binkley into the forecourt, gets it up back on top to Wyatt Bacon. Nearly traveled, gets it off to Binkley. He'll dribble to the right corner. Out of the baseline to Ammon. Back out, and it's stolen away by Bowen. 12th turnover for Jackson Heights. Atchison out of the forecourt with Carter. 2:19 to go in the half. Jeter Purdy inside to Greenlee. Nice pass, Hernandez. He'll flick it off the window from underneath and in. 8 points for Hernandez, and all of a sudden this game has gotten out of hand for the Cobra. And now we'll get a foul in the forecourt on Atchison. That's going to be on Hernandez. That will be his second. And we'll see Lucas Perry, a 5'9 junior, come into the game for the first time for Jackson Heights. So 2:06 to go in the half. Jackson Heights with the basketball, trailing by 17. Perry with it. Now Mock at the foul line. Kicks it left side to Bosley. He'll pull up for a three-pointer. It's short. Long rebound is going to go out of bounds in the left corner. And we'll go over to the Phoenix. So Atchison with the basketball back. From the Trey Carter show here in the first half, he's got 17 points on 4 3-pointers. Carter now out near the timeline, guarded by Bosley. Gets the screen from Greenlee. Carter dribbles inside as the ball poked free by Perry. Loose on the floor. We're going to have a whistle and a jump ball. Possession arrow will give it over to Jackson Heights. So a good defensive possession by the Cobras. Will give him the basketball back, and here comes Holiday right back into the lineup. That right ankle gets taped up a little bit, and he appears to be okay. 1:41 to go in the half. The Cobras desperately need trying to get this back to around single digits if they can. Perry with the ball in the backcourt. Gets it off to Bosley. He'll just dribble across the pressure, and he carries the basketball. 13th turnover for Jackson Heights. That's their 10th of the second quarter. They only had 3 in the first quarter. 90 seconds to go in the first half. Second game tonight will be Nemohal Central and Marysville. That should be a up-tempo game as well. Trey Carter in the left wing. Crosses over, tries to feed it to the baseline, but nobody's there. He'll go out of bounds and be the 6th turnover for the Phoenix. With 1:18 to go, Jackson Knights will have it back. Bosley on the left backcourt. Picks it up. Gets it to Perry in the corner. Flicks it up ahead to Mock. He'll drive in. Stop. Pull up from 6 feet. His bank shot is too strong on the rebound to Carter. 1 minute to go. Here's Carter into the forecourt. That's nice. He's still in that matchup of his own. Carter out on top. Crosses over on Bosley. Feeds it left side to Ray Bowen. Up on top, Jeter Purdy straight away. Three, it's in and out. A rebound to Devin Ma. Here comes Holiday. Quickly up the floor to Bosley. Nearly traveled with it. Got it back and gets it back to Holiday. Cross-court pass Perry. He'll spot for a three. Yes! Lucas Perry just checked into the game and knocked down a big three-pointer. That pulls the Cobras back to within 14 with 30 seconds to go in the first half. Carter across the timeline. Bosley guards him tight. Now backs it up. Carter still with it, but Bosley right there on him. He gets the screen from Carter. Driving inside. Carter just lost it out of bounds. And they're going to say it's off the chest of Trey Carter, and it'll be Jacksonite basketball. .8 to go. Jacksonites with the basketball, trailing by 14. They got to go quickly. 12 seconds. 10 seconds. Bosley to Ammon. Picks up ahead. 7 seconds now. Ammon out to Bosley. 4 seconds. On the right side. Holiday, a wide open 3. In and out. Rebound will go to Atchison, and that is it for the first half of play. So, one half in the books. Been all Atchison early on. 38-24, the lead for the Phoenix. Take a post or halftime timeout. We'll come back with first half stats on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
In the country, tires are too. If you want to save some money, trees and bunnies, here's all you have to do. Get out of town.
Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires.
Get out of town.
It's well worth the trip to save a bundle on tires because Direct is better.
Get out of town.
7 miles west of Holton.
There's only one. Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
Ireland Custom Exhausts has changed our business name to Ice Automotive.
We offer much more than exhaust repair as a full-service automotive shop that works to maintain the overall life of your vehicle, and we treat every customer and vehicle as if it were our own.
Started in the 1950s by my granddad, Marion Wood, our family has provided automotive repair with top-quality work, reasonable prices, and honesty.
At Ice, we look forward to building a long-term relationship with you, local family business.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton, on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Time show. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Halftime of the opening game of the Thunder Classic on this Tuesday night. Second day of action here at Nemaul Central. It is Atchison 38, Jackson Heights 24. Johnny came back with you courtside. Chance, our man back to the studios, taking care of us. And when looking back at this first half, it was just a 3-point barrage by both teams early on. Atchison scored 24 in the first quarter. 3 three-pointers by Trey Carter and a couple more from Jeter Purdy. They hit 6 threes total in that first half, the first quarter, and their first 18 points came from the perimeter. So Atchison started red hot and really drove that throughout that first half. Jackson Heights started really well. They scored 19 points in the first quarter. Back and forth they went. Jason Bosley had 7 points in the first quarter. Aiden Doyle hit a three. Silas Holiday hit a three, and they were right there in it. But that second quarter, 10 turnovers for Jackson Heights. That was the difference in that second quarter. Only 3 in the first, 10 in the second for Jackson Heights. So looking at the statistics, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. Well, beginning with Jackson Heights, again, 13 turnovers total, 4 three-pointers, 0 of 3 from the free-throw line. Jason Bosley led the team in scoring with 7. All of those came in the first quarter. He didn't score in the second. Devin Mock had 6, 5 for Aiden Doyle, 3 for Silas Holiday, and 3 for Lucas Perry. Atchison, meanwhile, 7 turnovers in the first half, 7 three-pointers, They were perfect 3 of 3 from the free throw line, and Trey Carter with a huge first half, 17 points for the sophomore, 8 for Zymar Hernandez, 6 for Jeter Purdy, 5 for Ray Bowen, and 2 for Brendan Martin. So that gives us our 38-24 halftime advantage for Atchison. Let's go ahead and take another timeout. We'll come back. We'll try to find some scores of other games going on around the area. But again, here at the Newall Central Thunder Classic, the opening game of the night, it's Atchison 38, Jacksonites 24 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
A successful team is one that is dedicated, passionate, and hardworking. The team at NEK Tax Services in Whiting brings that approach with each client they encounter. Jacob Yinks, Courtney Brockoff, and Megan Bodenhausen work together each day to provide the highest quality of service to our clients. If you're looking for a tax professional to help with your tax situation, give us a call at 785-873-3414 or visit us at nektax.com.
Catherine Perkins of Falls City became another first-time satisfied customer of Holt House Auto House in Fairview.
Ford Fusion. I did a test drive and did some other comparison shopping in the bigger cities after that, and then came back to Fairview to purchase the car. It was very convenient to be able to find the car online so close to home since I live in Falls City. It was a wonderful experience.
Our name means a great deal at Holt House Auto House.
HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Back at halftime here in Seneca. Halftime score, Atchison 38, Jacksonites 24. Taking a look, some other scores going on around the area. The Bethel boys beat Rock Creek 54-44. That is in the Burlington Invitational. Nonganoxie Tournament, the Holton girls lead Bonner Springs 16-14 at the half. And at the Oskaloosa Boys Tournament, Valley Falls is beating ACCHS at halftime 29-18. See if we can find some scores from the TVL Tournament. That is a long, long tournament. Four games we have over on 92.1 KNZA tonight alone. Frankfort boys beat Clifton Clyde 54-43. Troy boys beat Axel 55-30. And also, Donovan West girls beat Clifton Clyde 54-37. And the Hanover girls beat Frankfort 52-26. You can find all the brackets of all the tournaments going on around the area for our area teams this week at MSCSports.net. We'll try to keep them updated as close as we can here throughout the week, but there's a story up. You can find all the brackets there, again, at MSCSports.net. Take one more final timeout, then we'll come back. We'll start the third quarter. Take a two-minute break. We'll come back. 38-24, Atchison leads Jackson Heights. Third quarter when we return on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Save big on a Ferris mower at Heinen Repair during their model year-end clearance sale. Ferris, the only brand with patented independent suspension for a faster, smoother ride, extended mower life, and more consistent cuts. Great financing options available, including 0% with approved credit. And now, Heinen Repair offers layaway on Ferris mowers. See dealer for complete details. Save big at Heinen Repair. Lots more there than just repair. Shop in store or at HeinenRepair.com.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you're reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-peril and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights. The right agents with your best interests at heart. Ease your mind and call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need at 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
The Holton Community Hospital is hosting a drive-through flu clinic this Saturday, January 22nd, from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. All ages are welcome. For flu shots only, by driving through at Holton Community Hospital's East Main parking lot. Don't forget to bring your photo ID, insurance cards, or cash if self-pay. Wear clothing that is loose-fitting around the arms, and don't forget a mask. And get your flu shot in the comfort of your car at the drive-through flu shot clinic this Saturday, January 22nd, 9 to 11 a.m., Holton Community Hospital.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the third quarter, 38-24. Atchison leads Jackson Heights, and the Phoenix will have the opening possession here of this third quarter. They'll operate from left to right in their home white uniforms with red numerals trimmed in gold. Jackson Heights and the road greens, they'll go from right to left. With that, we're underway. Both sides have their original starting five out there. Immediately, Trey Carter drives to the hoop and lays it up and in. Way too easy for a guy that's got now 19 points in the game. 40-24, Atchison now leads. Again, showing a ton of pressure. Jackson Heights breaks it. Here's a three by Holiday, and he got it. Second three for Silas Holiday. He's got six. It's a 13-point game. 7:30 to go in the third quarter. Now can Jackson Heights get a stop? They have not shown they've been able to yet tonight. Bowen in the right corner. The Cobras in his zone. Jesse Greenlee at the foul line. Nice pass to the baseline to Jeter Purdy, and he lays it over the front of the rim and in. 8 points for Jeter Purdy, and it's 42-27, Atchison. Devin Mock into the forecourt, hands it off to Holiday. Silas backs it up in the left wing. Double team comes. Ball tipped around. It's loose and stolen away by Atchison. Flicked up ahead to Carter. He'll stop. And now flick it to Ray Bowen, who puts it up and missed it. Great defense by Jackson Heights. Carter had a layup, but instead he got fumbled up a little bit. And so Jackson Heights is able to dodge a big bullet there. Bosley into the corner. Abel now. Bosley again. Middle of the lane to Mott. A spin, have the ball poked free, and it's taken away by Atchison. 15th turnover for the Cobras. Now the other way. Hernandez quickly misses an open layup, but the rebound is taken away by Bosley. Holiday in the backcourt. Double team comes. Holiday still got to get it over. Now he finally breaks the timeline and flicks it up into the front court to Bosley. Pass inside to Mott. Back out Bosley. Cross court pass is going to be knocked out of bounds by Jeter Purdy. And so it'll stay with the Cobras on the far sideline. 6:17 to go, third quarter. Pat Battle, the second-year head coach for Atchison, he will be about as animated as they come. He will not sit down for a minute of any Atchison game. Here's a three-pointer by Abel. It's nearly banked in, but the rebound is going to be gipped away by Purdy, and here comes Atchison. Quilkey up ahead to Hernandez. He drives in, gets bumped, foul, and he'll shoot free throws. It's going to be on Vic Dakota Abel. That will be his second. And we'll send Jamar Hernandez to the free throw line. Hernandez 2 for 2 from the line tonight. And trails the first one. 9 points so far for Hernandez. And 56% free throw shooter on the year. Averages right around 11 points a game. Second free throw, got them both. So 10 for Hernandez. The lead is 44-27 in favor of Atchison. Jacksonites desperately need some scoring. Right side of the floor, Bosley. Gives it up on top to Holiday. He'll pump, now kick it into the corner. Pump fake by Abel. He'll get it inside. Abel in the middle of the lane. Spins, has a shot blocked away. Kicks it back out to Holiday. Bosley now on the right wing. Gets a screen from Mock. He rejects it to the baseline. Bosley, nice step through. His shot off the window is no good. Offensive rebound for Mock, and he falls it up and in. Counted and one. 8 for Devin Mock. All 8 of his points have come off offensive rebounds tonight. And he'll have a chance to complete a 3-point play. So here comes Grant Ammon into the game for Dakota Abel. And one free throw here for Mock to pull Jacksonites to within 14. Still a ton of time left in this game. Mock, free throw is wide left. Rebound, though, is going to be ticked away by Ammon of Jacksonites. Ammon, cross-court pass to Bosley. So Jacksonites with the basketball down by 15. Big possession here for the Cobras. Ammon, 15-footer from the baseline. That's not the shot you wanted, but Mock had another offensive rebound, but he lost that out of bounds. 5:17 to go in the third quarter, 44-29 Atchison. Phoenix with the basketball moving from left to right against his zone pressure of Jackson Heights. Purdy at the free throw line, right side of the floor to Bowen. Now the foul line again to Purdy, back inside Hernandez, lays it off the rim and in. 12 points for Hernandez and another chance for a 3-point play. That's going to be on Bosley. That will be his third personal. That's a big one. So one single free throw here for Hernandez. He has been very solid for Atchison, but he misses the free throw. 46-29 Atchison. 4:55 to go, third quarter. Jacksonites has just had to work so hard for everything tonight. Mock now, double team, and he's going to get a timeout. This will be a 30-second timeout. Let's go ahead and take this one quickly. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. 4:48 to go, third quarter. It's Atchison 46, Jacksonites 29, here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, 4:48 to go, third quarter. Atchison leads Jacksonites 46-29. A spinning fadeaway shot by Grant Ammon in the middle of the lane is not there. And Atchison with a rebound the other way. Hernandez all the way to the free throw line. Pull-up jumper is rattled in. Got the friendly roll to Hernandez. He's having a big third quarter. He's got 14 for the game. 6 in the quarter, 14 for the game. For Zamora Hernandez, the sophomore. Atchison does not have a senior on the roster. So this is the group they're going to have for the next couple of years. 4:20 to go, third quarter, 48-29. Bosley steps into a three-pointer. In and out. Offensive rebound, Ammon, and a foul underneath. As Ammon was fighting for the rebound, he got bumped from the side by Jesse Greenlee, who picks up his second foul. Jaden Carter going to come into the game for Atchison along with Brendan Martin to replace Rafe Bowen and Greenlee. 4:14 to go, third quarter. The lead is 19 points for Atchison. Bosley, left of the wing, a three-pointer straight away. Yeah. Second three-pointer for Jason Bosley gives him 10. And it pulls the Cobras back to within 16. Now Atchison just going to hold the ball. Going against the zone. They're just going to hold it out near the timeline. Trying to bring Atchison out of this zone into a man-to-man. But so far, Jackson Heights is not obliged. Now they do come out of it. Hernandez has it out on top, guarded by Holiday. And now the Cobras do back it back out into the zone. So now Now Trey Carter will just dribble it out deep in the left front court. 3:34 to go in the third. Carter crosses over. Nearly lost it. Got it back, and now he gets it to Jaden Carter on the left wing. He'll pull up a jumper. It's strong. Rebound by Holiday, and here comes Jackson Heights. Holiday up ahead to Ammon. He'll drive in. Flips it up off the window. Shot not there. Rebound fought for, hit by Jaden Carter. A lot of contact the other way at 2-on-1. Martin flicks it off to Hernandez. He'll flick it up. Missed the shot. Rebound fought for. It's loose, and Mock is going to travel with it. There's been a lot of contact the last couple of possessions. No whistle. So 3:09 to go in the third, and Ashton will have it from the baseline, leading by 16. Trey Carter will be the trigger man. Kicks it out on top to Hernandez. Trey Carter with 19 points for the game, has it on the left wing. He'll try a deep three and bury it. Wow. 22 points for Trey Carter. 51-32 Atchison, just like that. Carter with 5 threes tonight. He has been outstanding. Holiday into the left corner to Bosley. Bosley tries to flick it right side, gets it off to Doyle. Now inside the Mock, he'll spin, feed underneath to Ammon, back out Bosley. A left corner three wide open, it's too strong. Offensive rebound though for Mock. Got to be his fifth or sixth offensive rebound tonight. Holiday in the middle of the lane, stops, flicks it out to Mock, up on top. Little thought about a three. One pump. Now here's Bosley left of the forecourt. Cross court pass Holiday. Wide open look for a three. That's short. Rebound tipped around, and Atchison's got it. Martin gets it off to Purdy. He'll quickly bring it to the front court. Crosses over the foul line. Gets the middle of the lane. Stops. Flicks it out to Hernandez. 2 minutes to go in the third. Out of the baseline, Martin tries to flick up a shot. That was wild, and it's loose on the floor. They're fought for, and Jack Knight will come up with it, and it'll actually go out of bounds last touch by Martin, so Jackson Knights will hold on to it. Dagan Binkley going to come into the game to replace Mott, and Coach Pat Battle with the timeout before that. Full timeout, we'll take the break. It's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. When you're looking for the perfect timeout snack, try Schlegel's many flavors of homegrown popcorn. Find them online at popcorngifts.net. 51-32, Atchison leads. We'll take a timeout, we'll come back. We're just under 2 minutes to go in the third. The MSC Sports Radio Network.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
KNZA.
Out of the timeout, 51-32 is the lead for Atchison. Phoenix averaged 51 points a game, but they've already got 51 with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter. And most of that damage has come off the back in the right hand of Trey Carter, who's got 22 points tonight. So the Cobras will have it out of the timeout. They operate from right to left. Atchison breaks out of the pressure, drops back into his zone. Doyle's got on the left wing. Ammon now drives in, kicks it back out to Doyle. A deep three on the way. Yes. Second three for Hayden Doyle. He's got eight. It's a 16-point game with 1:38 to go in the third. And now it's turned over. No, it's tapped out of bounds by Doyle, so it'll stay with Atchison. So Atchison will hold on to it. Jackson Knights right now looking like they're staying in the zone, and so Atchison's just going to hold it out on top. Carter out on top. Takes the right side of Carter. A wide open three. It's wide left. Jackson Knights dodged a bullet there. So here come the Cobras. Doyle on the front court, crosses over in the wing, gets to the baseline to Bosley, pass inside to Ammon, he'll lay it up and in from the right block. Don't look now, but it's just a 14-point lead for Atchison, a quick little 5-0 spurt by the Cobras. 1 minute to go in the third quarter, still a ton of time left in this game. Purdy drives to the baseline, absorbs contact, flicks the shot up and in. Good strong take by Jeter Purdy, he's got 10. 53-37 Atchison, 49-6 to go in the third. Doyle on the right wing. Guarded by Hernandez. Dribbles once, flicks it up on top to Holiday. Now Bosley at the foul line. Dribbles through, tries to feed it inside, and gets hammered. And they'll get the foul. And they're going to give two shots. Actually, no, they're call it on the floor. So it'll be on the floor, baseline out of bounds coming up for the Cobras. As they get it on Jaden Carter, the freshman. 36 seconds to go in the quarter. Baseline out of bounds with Holiday to trigger it in. Gets it into Ammon on the block. Backs down. Kicks it back out. Binkley now in the right corner. Inside to Bosley. Lost it. Got it back. Spins, and he gets hammered on the arm and fouled. This will be a shooting foul this time as Jason Bosley will go to the line for two. And they got it on Trey Carter, which is the second.
She's only to shoot two.
So Bosley with two free throws coming. He hasn't attempted a free throw tonight. 65% on the year. Got the first. Another solid outing for Jason Bosley. He's got 11 so far. Next, Trey Carter is going to come out of the game after that foul. So one more free throw here for Bosley, looking to bring it back to within a 14-point deficit, and he rattles it in. The 12 for Bosley. 27 seconds to go in the third. 53-39, Atchison. Hernandez out near the timeline as Jackson Heights all out of that zone and out of man-to-man. Jeter Purdy at the top of the key. Thought about a three. Now he drives, gets all the way to the block, and they're going to get a foul on Ammon, trying to cut him off on the drive to the baseline. It's going to be the second on Ammon. And the third team foul. So 13 seconds to go. Rafe Bowen will toss it in from the short right corner of the baseline. Flicks it all the way out on top to Hernandez. 13 seconds. Right side to Purdy. He'll drive inside. 9 seconds now. Back out Bowen. A wide open look for a three. It's short. Rebound is going to be yanked away by Jaden Carter. Up on top, Hernandez. A deep three. Short. And that is how the third quarter comes to a close. The Jackson Knights did a good job of just hanging around. They're going to be down by 14 going into the fourth quarter. Do the Cobras have a comeback? We'll find out here in just a few minutes. The end of three, it's 53-39. Atchison leads Jackson Heights. We'll be back with the fourth quarter on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
Prompt, courteous service, and competitive prices. That's what you will find when you open the door at Foster Ford in Houlton. This is Lonnie Coder, sales representative at Foster Ford. I would like to invite you to our dealership and offer you that good old-fashioned service that our previous customers have already experienced. From our sales department to our top-notch parts and service, we strive to make you the customer number one. So if it's a new car or truck you desire, or service for an existing vehicle, stop in at Foster Ford in Houlton and let us help you with your automotive needs.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Start of the fourth quarter. Johnny came back with you here in Seneca, the opening game of the Thunder Classic here for night number two. Atchison with a 14-point lead over Jackson Heights as we start the fourth. The Cobras will start with the basketball. Atchison in a man-to-man. Download a mop, backing out on the block, spins, faces up, nearly traveled, in trouble, gets it off to Bosley in the corner. He drives baseline, flicks up a shot, and rattles it in from 6 feet. Pretty take by Jason Bosley, gives him 14. It's a 12-point game with 7:30 to go. Jackson Heights trying to grind back in it. Jesse Greenlee down low, gets blocked away by Ammon and out of bounds. It's blocked by Ammon, but Atchison's going to hold on to it with 7:27 to go. Trey Carter will trigger it in. He's got 22 for the game. Only 5 here in the second half. Pass out on top. Jeter Purdy holds it. Now Bowen to the corner. Carter, a wide open three. That's too strong. Rebound will go to Perry of Jackson Heights. Now Mock in the backcourt. In trouble. Back off to Perry. He'll kick it up ahead to Bosley. Cross court pass Holiday. Wide open look. Now Bosley drives in. Gets it to Ammon. Gets in the middle of the lane. Backing down. Spinning. Shooting with the left hand. Yes! It's a 10-point game. Devin Mock gets it inside, and that is Grant Ammon's fourth point of the night. It's a 10-point lead for Atchison now. They've led by as many as 19 tonight. 53-43, 6:50 to go. Trey Carter out near the timeline. Gets a screen from Greenlee, guarded by Perry. Now Carter backs up, puts it inside. It's into the hands of Bowen. He'll drive in, have it poke free. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Jackson Heights. Eighth turnover for Atchison. Here come the Cobras. Holiday into the front court. A double team comes. Tries to dribble around it. A lot of contact. Ball loose. Perry's got it. He'll kick it in the left corner. Bosley, a wide open look for three. Yes! Jason Bosley with 17 and a timeout by Atchison. From 19 down, Jackson Heights is only down 7. 6:16 to go. It's a full timeout. We'll take the break. 6:16 remaining. It's 53-46. Atchison has a 7-point lead when we return on the MIC Sports Radio Network.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
For a free insurance quote, visit Danlers in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
KNZA.
Jackson Heights, the veteran bunch, seniors and juniors up and down the roster. Atchison, mainly freshmen, sophomores, and some juniors thrown in. Could that be the difference here in this game? But right now, it looks like it's going to come down to the wire. 53-46, only a 7-point lead for Atchison with 6:16 to go in the fourth quarter. This was a 19-point advantage at one point for Atchison. But Jackson Heights, trailing by 14 going into this fourth quarter, just continue to just chip away at this deficit. Right now they're going to be in a zone. Atchison with the basketball. Hernandez drives to the baseline. Feeds it inside to Greenlee. He hop steps, goes up strong, and counted and one. Big bucket for Jesse Greenlee. That's his first of the night. And he'll have a chance to complete a 3-point play. That's going to be on Grant Ammon. That will be his third. So now Bosley and Ammon each with three. 5:58 to go in the game. Single free throw here for Jesse Greenlee. His first attempt of the night. He's only 41% on the year. But he got it. So three for Greenlee. And it's back to a 10-point lead for Atchison, 56-46. We pass up ahead. Grant Ammon breaks the pressure. Dribbles to the baseline. Has the ball ripped free. Got it back. Ammon now just pulls up, shoots a jumper. It's long, and they're going to get a foul going the other way on Jackson Heights on Devin Mock fighting for the rebound. Oh, no. That's going to be a foul underneath on Atchison. That's going to be on Jeter Purdy. That'll be his second, so Jackson Heights will have it from the baseline. Lucas Perry looking to trigger it in. Gets it outside. Ball loose, tipped around, and Ammon. Now Bosley, a right wing three. No, it's wide right. Rebound tapped around. It's going to go off of Atchison and stay with Jackson Heights. So Jackson Heights is having plenty of opportunities. Out there to cash in. Still a ton of time. 5:40 to go. And it's turned over. Hernandez the other way. Drives left lane line, runs over a man. It's going to be a blocking foul and two free throws coming. It's going to be on Silas Holiday. And so Zamar Hernandez to the free throw line where he is 4 of 5 from the stripe tonight. 14 points in the game. His first free throw is in there. 15 for Hernandez. Lucas Perry is going to check out of the game. It's taking Binkley's back in. 5:35 to go. The lead is 11. Hernandez with one more free throw. On the way, and he got them both. Two clutch free throws by Zamar Hernandez. Gives him 16 for the game. And 58-46 Atchison with 5:30 to go. Mock of the elbow. Gets it off to Holiday. Into the corner. Three by Bosley. Got it. Another big bucket by Jason Bosley gives him 20. Back to a 9-point game. Atchison quickly into the fourth quarter. Trey Carter on the left wing picks up the dribble. Feeds it on the near side to Hernandez. Atchison going to stay in the zone. Purdy, left side. Bowen, a wide open look for three. No, it's too strong. Rebound tipped into the hands of Vaughn. Now here comes Bosley the other way. And he gets bumped by Trey Carter. That will be his third. And that will be team foul number six on Atchison. Jack Knight to the basketball. Down by nine. Still a ton of time. 5 minutes to go. Devin Mock in the right corner. Sit out the Holiday. Pumps on a three. Now keeps it back out on top to Bosley. Left side Binkley. Into the corner to Amick. Dribbles a couple times. Gets to the middle of the lane. Stops. Scoop shot with the right hand. Is not there. Good box out by Trey Carter and the rebound by Greenlee. Purdy into the front court. Kicks it to the right corner to Hernandez. Up on top, Trey Carter. He'll drive in. Flick up a shot with the left hand and rattle it in. Tough bucket by Trey Carter. Gives him 24. 60-49 Atchison, 4.5 minutes to go. Binkley as the ball pokes out of bounds. Aiden Doyle going to come back into the game for Binkley. 4:25 to go. So Jack Knights will have it. Bosley will just trigger it out on top to Holiday. Bosley, open, look for a three. Yes, again. Jason Bosley unconscious right now. He's got 23. That pulls Jack Knights back to within eight with 4:14 to go. You got to respect the fight of Jack Knights here in this one, trailing by as many as 19 tonight. Just continue to blow after blow, trying to get back into this game. Purdy, a 10-foot jumper, left it short. Rebound to Jackson Heights. Here come the Cobras, trailing by eight. Bosley quickly into the forecourt. Left side to Holiday. Open look. Wide open for a three. It's too strong. The rebound to Purdy and a foul by Jackson Heights. That's going to go on Ammon. That will now be his fourth. So he's going to have to watch it for the rest of this 3:51 to go. That's the sixth team foul. Both teams will be in the bonus now the rest of the way. 60-52, Atchison leads, 3:45 to go. Trey Carter across the timeline, dribbles across the pressure, gives it off to Hernandez. Hernandez picks it off, gives it off to Bowen now just across the timeline. Back right side to Hernandez. Left side to Carter. Thought about a three. Now gives it left side of the floor to Bowen in the corner. He backs it out. Free throw line, Purdy, a jumper, short. Rebound to Jackson Knights, but they lose it out of bounds. Two guys of the Cobras blocked for that rebound. Mock and Bosley were trying to pull it down, but they both slided into each other and knocked it out of bounds, so Atchison will have it back. But what an opportunity wasted there for the Cobras. So now Trey Carter to trigger it in. Gets it out to Hernandez. He'll get to the free throw line to Purdy. Carter, a wide open corner, three, it's short. Rebound to Bosley. 8-point lead for Atchison, but Jackson Knights with the basketball. Picked up ahead to Holiday. The baseline, Amick. Back out on top to Bosley. He'll drive in the middle of the lane. Stop, pulls up with the right hand, left it short. Rebound tipped around. Carter now flips it up ahead to Bowen. He'll retrieve it in the left corner. Nearly traveled. Gets it back out to Carter. And now Hernandez near the center timeline. 2:50 to go. An 8-point advantage for the Phoenix. Greenlee, a pass to the baseline. Purdy wide open. Lays it over the front of the rim and in. 12 points for Purdy. Pushes the lead back to 10 for Atchison. Just great passing by the Phoenix. 2:35. Pass to the baseline. It's going to go tapped around. Ball loose, and it's going to hit the front side of the basket. And it will be Jackson Heights basketball from the baseline. And Coach Pat Battle wants a timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. Let's keep this one here. 2:32 to go in the game. Jackson Heights may not come back and win this one, but this is going to be one of those games where Coach Brett Plattner is going to be so dang proud of his guys for the way they've fought back into this one. They've had it down to as close as a 6-point game, after trailing by as many as 19 here in the second half. We'll talk to Coach Plattner tomorrow on our locker room chat on FM 103.9 KNZA. He likes this group. You look at the records, 3-7. Coach Plattner does like this group because they fight. He's going to tell you that every single time, no matter what. They're going to fight. And a dog fight right now. See if they have a little bit of spark left in them. 2:32 to go. Desperately needing a bucket. Holiday will trigger it in from the baseline of the timeout. Gets it into Ammon. Back into the corner to Holiday. To the baseline, Posley. Back it out on the block. Spins. Shoots. And misses in and out. Ball tipped around. It's in the hands of Greenlee. Atchison them with a basketball and a 10-point lead. Carter kicks it in the left corner to Purdy. Cross-court feed up near on top to Hernandez on the right of the front court. He'll drift through, drive to the baseline, try to feed it inside. Purdy flicks it over the front of the rim and in. Back-to-back buckets by Jeter Purdy. He's got 14. 64-52, 2:05 to go. Atchison drops back into this trapping zone. Holiday out on top. Flicks the right side to Doyle. He dribbles between the legs. Now he picks it up. Tries to feed it up on top, but it's stolen away by Bowen, and then a foul on Jackson Heights. It's only the fourth turnover of the second half for the Cobras, but it comes at a crucial time. And it will send Rafe Bowen to the other end for a 1-1 as Aiden Doyle picks up his first. It's a 1-1 coming for Rafe Bowen. Doyle will check out. Perry back in. Bowen has not attempted a free throw tonight on the year. Bowen is 92%. Granted, he hasn't shot a ton of them. The free throw rattles in. One more coming up for Rafe Bowen. Right-handed shooter, and he got them both. Two clutch free throws. Atchison is a perfect 5-for-5 from the free throw line here in the fourth quarter. 66-52, Atchison leads with 1:48 remaining. Posley, the basketball, Ammon in the middle lane, pull up 10-footer, yes. Six for Grant Ammon, 66-54, Atchison, 1:36 to go. Trey Carter controls it for the Phoenix across the timeline, guarded tightly by Posley. Nice pass inside by Carter to Jesse Greenlee, who lays it up and in. Give Greenlee 5, and it pushes the lead back to 14 for the Phoenix. Lucas Perry in the right corner, in trouble, feeds to the baseline. Ammon spins, shoots over his right shoulder, he missed it. The rebound will go to Atchison. Phoenix with a 14-point lead. It's going to be a good win for the Phoenix tonight. They could have easily folded in this game with this young group. It'll be a good confidence-boosting win. Trey Carter right of the front court, under a minute to go. Purdy, middle lane jumper, rattles it in again. Third bucket in the fourth quarter for Jeter Purdy gives him 16. And Atchison has hung up 70 tonight. Ammon on the left block just lost it, dribbled it right off his foot. 18th turnover. 33 seconds to go, and Coach Plattner's calling off the Dogs. Going to tell his guys to back it up, so with 30 seconds to go, Atchison can just dribble it out. And this will be a solid win for the Phoenix, who are going to improve to 6-5 overall. Jackson Knight's going to go to 0-2 here in this tournament, but there's a lot to take away from what the Cobras have been able to do here tonight. So the final score tonight, Atchison 70, Jackson Knight 54. We'll take a post-game timeout. We'll come back with statistics on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us. Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents
since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kurtz Professional Service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kurtz Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha has an opening for a full-time teller. If you would like to join a fast-paced working environment with great people and excellent benefits, this may be the job for you. High school diploma or equivalent is required. Come see Regina at the main bank at 610 Oregon Street in Hiawatha for an application. Applications accepted until the position is filled. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company is an equal opportunity employer. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back here to Seneca. We are at the final of our opening game of the night. Atchison beats Jack tonight 70-54. And it's a solid win all the way around for Atchison. They could have easily pulled it in this game. They found a way to make clutch basket after clutch basket, clutch free throw after clutch free throw, eventually win this game by 16 points. Looking back at this game, I mean, both teams started red hot from the outside. Atchison put up 24 points in the first quarter, but Jack Knights was just behind with 19. Atchison was able to build their lead to 14 points at the half behind a 14-5 second quarter. 13 turnovers in the first half by Jackson Heights was a big part of that. 10 turnovers in the second quarter alone. And Atchison was able to build their lead to as many as 19 in the third. But Jackson Heights started to battle back. They got it down to 14 going into the fourth quarter. Got it down to as low as 6 in the fourth quarter. But ultimately falls short 70-54. Looking at the statistics, they're brought to you by the NEK Tax Services in Whiting. For year-round tax help that goes beyond tax preparation, visit the NEK Tax Services and Accounting in Whiting. We'll start with Jackson Heights. 18 turnovers tonight. They did hit 8 three-pointers, which kept them in the game. 2 of 5 shooting from the free-throw line. A huge night again for Jason Bosley. He continues to just be a star for the Cobras in the last couple of weeks. 23 points tonight for Bosley as he knocks down 4 three-pointers tonight. Devin Mock and Hayden Doyle each with 8 for the Cobras. 6 for Silas Holiday on a couple of triples. And Lucas Perry had 3 as well for Jackson Heights, who's now 3-8 on the year. So now Jackson Heights is done for the rest of the week. They won't be back in action until Saturday when they figure out their opponent for the would be the first consolation game. Atchison, meanwhile, they have 8 turnovers total in the game, 8 three-pointers as well. 7 of those came in the first half, while they won in the second. 10 of 11 shooting from the free-throw line. That was the big difference. Huge night for Trey Carter, 24 points on 5 three-pointers by the sophomore. 16 for Jeter Purdy, 6 for Zamar Hernandez. 16 for Zamar Hernandez. Ray Fulton with 7, 5 for Jesse Greenlee, and 2 for Brendan Martin. So Atchison now 6-5 overall. They'll be back in action again tomorrow. They'll be back in action on Thursday. They'll take on St. Mary's Academy. That'll be the 6 o'clock game again right here in Seneca. Time to pick our player of the game. It's brought to you by the Seneca State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha. And I think it's a pretty easy decision tonight. Trey Carter, he's got to be our player of the game. 24 points for Atchison on 5 three-pointers. He had 17 at the half. He literally got out Atchison off to a great start and never looked back in this one. So Trey Carter, he will be our player of the game. So that's going to wrap things up from our opening game here tonight. We'll take a quick 7-8 minute timeout or so. Then we'll come back. We'll get you set for Nebraska Central and Marysville, our second game of the night. But again, final score, Atchison 70, Jackson Heights 54.